That's the spirit.
Good afternoon, Professor Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How's it going, Johnny?
It's good. I'm pretty good. And yourself?
Fantastic. Yep. Nice to see some good weather.
Mm-hmm. Now, this afternoon, we've got quite an interesting topic. I don't think we've ever talked about it before.
No.
Satanism.
Excellent. Yeah, so Satanism, which sounds, you know, kind of wild and extreme, but actually...
Anything with an ism on the end always is a bit intense.
Yes, but you add Satan, and it sounds like, isn't this just a game? That sort of somebody goes for the opposition side. Actually, there's a bit more to it than that. Satanism, since the 1970s, since the publication of the Satan Bible, which was published in 1974, has actually been a pretty well-respected and defined religious body of belief. Surprisingly enough.
So it's quite a recent phenomenon.
So
it is recent.
In Satanism, is it kind of like a topsy-turvy world where God is like the evil one?
Yeah. So effectively, the Satanists redraw the definition of religion. So the voice of the serpent, if you like, in Genesis 3, but more precisely, the notion that a non-sovereign, non-supreme deity who is not committed to the good of the universal creation and is not going to produce damnation, but in fact is an adjunct to people's individual pleasure and fulfillment, is the central deity. And that's the difference, I think.
Okay.
So
a man called Van der Weyer, in the States in the 1960s, formed the first Church of Satan.
Ooh.
And developed this particular approach.
Is the Church of Satan set up in a very similar respect as the Church of Jesus?
No. So the Church of Satan, it's very interesting. The studies that have been done, and there's actually now an excellent academic literature on this as a group. And effectively, people are largely individual believers.
Okay.
The exception is that black masses, drawing on the tradition of the black mass,
right.
The black mass, which inverts a lot of the traditions of the Catholic mass, and where you ally yourself to the satanic purposes against that of the Judeo-Christian divine. That's the focus of the black mass, and so it inverts the dressing in white to the dressing in black, etc.
Peter, it seems, I think I can see that John has Googled quite a big word, and he's going to try and say it real soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Okay, cool. Just thought I'd let you know.
So what I find interesting is, so they don't really see it in necessarily in terms of good or evil.
Yeah.
It's basically a different frame of...
they're suggesting that the sharp differences of the kind of ethical stance of traditional Christianity are in fact making opposites of what's a kind of dualism which they think is part of the divine, so that God may equally well be responsible for a universe full of moral complexity, and that one doesn't have to necessarily, you know, adopt some sort of single-minded moral purpose. Mm. Now, there are variants in satanic, those who followed Satanism. But the Satan Bible seems to specify a kind of way in which the world of good and evil is overcome, is bigger than this, and it draws on Manichaean tradition and religion.
Is the Satanic Bible called the Satanic Bible?
Yes.
Is there a chance that that old mate at the Destiny Church is actually preaching some satanic stuff and he's just framing it as a Jesus thing?
Sorry, not even the remotest possibility of this.
Is there a chance that he is in fact Satan and he's practicing Christianity?
Wouldn't have thought so.
Okay,
this is the world remember, you're contrasting a world of actually quite a morally complex position mm-hmm. that Satanists are taking, whereas the world of Scientology is the world of moral simplification,
right?
Where things are very much reduced to very simple
black and white,
good, bad, yeah. black and white. Yeah. You see, so
Satan's a bit more slippery than that, eh? Satan's like,
you say, Satan slippery. Can hold the two together.
Yeah.
Now, Peter, if I was to visit a church of Satan, would it be full of all these sort of imagery, you know, like of goat horns and stuff like that I would normally associate with that, or is that just?
It's probably just TV.
Quite fictional.
It's probably just a bunch of TVs around.
You have to bear in mind that studies that have been done of those who were Satanists picture them as almost by definition. There's a very interesting study, Satanists. Who put Satanist in the New Zealand census. Mm. And what it showed was they're classically male students, yes. aged between 16 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Just figuring themselves out.
Yeah, well, often relative loners, mm-hmm. probably not with a girlfriend, probably quite interested in science, probably a little bit...
disillusioned.
Mm. Not so much disillusioned, it's probably not well incorporated into
the
a wider
heavy metal
society.
A Norwegian black little church burning kind of black metal sort of.
Well, I think aspects of the heavy metal regime mm. probably do attract Satanism, and when people grow out of
it's all about the darkness.
But I think, I mean, this is where Satanism represents a kind of, there's a certain game for some people in it, but for others it's a matter of serious and thoughtful study. Mm-hmm. And I certainly Van der Weyer and some of those associated with the original establishment of the group in the 60s were very serious, were not just playing a death metal type of approach.
Right. So it's not so much really about heaven and hell, is it?
It's about perspective.
What do you mean?
Well,
what
do you mean? I get kind of, you know, so
one's red and one's white.
One's red and one's, you know, like it doesn't feel like really polar opposites, this church that you're describing. But yeah, I mean,
I think it's true that it is in this sense the religion simply focuses a sense of protest and identity that's different from standard religious frameworks,
mm.
so that people who will choose this are very independently minded, are likely to see far greater moral ambiguity in society than most people would see.
Yes.
But I shouldn't be afraid of them?
No, of course not.
Okay,
course
great.
Not. I mean,
no, I just look, I'm trying to boil it right down to like, oh, I just bumped into a Satanist on the bus. Can we hang out, do you think?
What you will find is that many Satanists would be are fairly nervous about the negativity surrounding religion.
What are the numbers like? Is there a chance that there is a Satanist among us now?
Listening in, yes, I would have thought so.
Okay.
There's in New Zealand,
Could John be a Satanist?
No, I think probably not.
What?
Okay.
What do I have to do?
Far too cheerful for that. There's about 1,000 Satanists in the census in New Zealand.
Okay.
I looked at it about 2018.
Okay, cool.
Almost all of those are in your age group.
Right.
So they seem to give it up fairly quickly once they get to 25 or so.
Okay, so Satanism's a phase. I guess that's kind of a good thing.
So I think among the listeners, there could well be somebody who could give us their take on why they're
How's it been? Yeah, what are the snacks like? What are the get-togethers like?
Yes, precisely. I think they would be very interesting.
What's the Satanist AGM? Is that a good time?
What's the likelihood of God sending a lightning bolt from heaven and just getting rid of Satan altogether? Saying, hey, we've had enough of you and your Satanism.
He'll have an equally and maybe as more powerful offensive and defensive, because that's how the video games work, John.
So, given the small numbers, it seems to me that a single lightning bolt would have done it relatively easily. So God's rather been remiss in his duty.
Isn't a lightning bolt a little bit devilish, though? Hey, when you think about it. Because AC/DC in that. Hey, thanks, Peter. It's been great trying to figure out what the hell Satanism is.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's all. Really, thanks. Just a big thanks.
We'll catch up next week, Peter.
I'm sure.
Cheers, mate. God, don't taste this.